From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Tribal communities have historically had a hard time getting clean drinking water, and that actually impacts the health of their babies. However, some public health studies have tried to change that narrative. Emma Van Denende of the Mountain West News Bureau visited a mother near Shiprock, New Mexico, to hear her experience.
Oh.
This is Dorian. He's playing in the mud outside his family's hogan, a one-room home on the Navajo Nation reservation. He loves playing with cars. His favorite is the Cars movie character Lightning McQueen.
What does he say? Let's go.
Rontel Hale, his mother, says he's growing well for a three-year-old.
Because when I would go to his appointments, they would always tell me, like, he's going to grow over 6'2".
But not every kid on the Navajo Nation, an area as big as West Virginia, is growing healthy and strong like Dorian. Thousands of families lack access to clean drinking water due to a legacy of neglect by the U.S. government. They either have to haul water from community wells or drive for hours to the nearest store.
If water is so hard to access, then what is a replacement? You know, for a lot of communities, sometimes it was those sugary beverages.
That's Renee Goldtooth Hallwood. She works for the Nota Begay III Foundation, a Native children's health group. She says sugary drinks like Gatorade or even Arizona tea are cheaper and more accessible for Native communities. But this has staggering effects for children. The foundation reports that more than 85% of Navajo kids have at least one sugary drink a day. And these numbers apply to many other pueblos and reservations.
And we also had another statistic that said that this is the first time that children will not outlive their parents. That's scary.
Hale knew these beverages can contribute to obesity and diabetes, conditions that are disproportionately high among Indigenous youth. Her desire to keep Dorian healthy only grew after he was born.
Your mentality is like, more like, oh, is he okay? Am I doing stuff right? It's more different when you have like your own baby.
The foundation and other researchers have stepped up to help kids like Dorian. The Johns Hopkins Center for Indigenous Health launched a study to see if providing water and educating parents would help prevent early childhood obesity. Every week, home health coaches talked with moms about sugary beverages, breastfeeding, and other nutritional topics. Some families also received home deliveries of water. Leonla Nelson is one of the home health visitors. She says one of the main challenges mothers brought up was how their moms spoiled their babies.
There was a lot of conversation along of like how to have these conversations with your parent in a respectful way of, you know what, like, this is my child. I want them to be healthy.
The results of the Johns Hopkins study were striking. The children of parents who received water and the teaching had a lower body mass index. Hale says she can see improvement in Dorian due to the study.
Doing these little lessons, it's a lot of help. It also helps not just you, but also helps your little ones.
Other groups have also looked into water-based solutions. A few years ago, the Begay Foundation launched the Water First Learning Communities. It was a cohort of 8 Native organizations focused on increasing water consumption. One group from the Jemez Pueblo in New Mexico did a school water challenge to encourage kids to drink fruit-infused water. Another group, the Tamaya Wellness Center in the Santa Ana Pueblo, found signs were the solution.
It's really cool to see that they have like the sign, the no sugary sweetened beverages allowed in their center, because then we're like, oh, like that has made an impact.
That's Simone Duran with the foundation. Rolling out these projects may be slow, but she believes they have a ripple effect on the community.
They are more willing to kind of make small steps, small changes. It's not going to happen, you know, overnight, the entire community is drinking water.
Back in Shiprock, Hale has already shared about the study with her sister. She wants her kids to continue to grow healthy and strong, too.
You still need that support of going to somebody. And that's where I would give her some of the lessons that were given to me.
For now, Hale continues to watch Dorian grow, through animal sounds and all.
Dorian, what does a duck say?
Researchers from Johns Hopkins and the Begay Foundation are expanding their studies and plan to take them beyond the Navajo Reservation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Van Denende.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history. A story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.